The Bert Show.
All right, am I normal? What exactly is this, Jen?
Well, this is the thing where everybody admits something they do that's a little bit quirky. And you know it might be a little bit off, but you need to know if other people do it too. So you admit something that you do regularly or that you've done before, and you say, am I normal? And we either confirm or deny.
Like Jessica Simpson gave us a perfect one to start with yesterday on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
She does not like to brush her teeth.
Now, I hate to bring this up because this may eliminate some prospects, but there's something I learned about you that, and I don't know how we learned this, but you talked about it in the interview.
Don't listen, boys.
No, well, you don't brush your teeth?
Oh, not all the time. Maybe
explain
30 times a week.
Explain why.
Because my teeth are so white, and I don't like them to feel too slippery. But I do use, like, Listerine, and I do floss every day.
Right.
But I don't brush them every day. I'll use a shirt or something.
Okay, so her thing would be she would be calling right now, 404-741-Q100, and saying, is it normal that I only brush my teeth 3 times a week? And we would all say, oh, hell no.
Nasty.
No, nasty mouth.
Hell no. Here is Beige. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mine is I'll drive on expressway or whatever, and I'll try to plan it where I'll change lanes and not hit a bump. Hit the little markers that are...
That's funny.
I do that.
Yes.
I got to tell you.
You do?
I do.
I've done
that
before, too.
Not all the time, but yes, I do that.
You are normal. Constantly.
Oh,
you're always doing that? You're always trying to avoid the bumps?
I don't know why sometimes I do it and sometimes I don't, but yes, there are times where I try to avoid those little bumps in the road.
I mean, tires and you avoid the... That's victory. I mean, you're like, yeah, I am a good driver.
That's so funny.
Give yourself a fist pump.
Yes. I have never even heard of that before.
Right. Now it'll be in your head the next time you're on 285.
Yeah, no
it's
kidding.
Totally normal, though, to avoid roadkill with your tires, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's good.
Yes.
Good job, Jeff.
Just making sure.
Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Every time American Idol is on the commercial, I pretend I'm walking into the room and performing to the judges.
And do you actually sing out loud?
Yes, I do. And I pretend I actually answer their questions, too.
That's fantastic.
Love it.
I don't know if that's normal, but it's fun.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's
normal, but it's awesome.
That's great.
Is your family around? Or are you by yourself when this happens?
No, it's usually when my boyfriend is at the gym or something, so I don't feel like a fool.
You're just bored?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I have a quirky one that relates to American Idol also. Every week I have to say, along with Ryan Seacrest, American Idol.
This
is American Idol. I have to do it every week.
I do want to ask her one quick question before we go. Do you ever allow the judges in your head to criticize you?
Oh, no, I'm always perfect.
Okay.
Christy, am I normal? What do you have?
When I'm watching TV, I cannot have the volume on an odd number. It has to be on an even number.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's a little OCD thing.
Now,
right?
Do you do that with stairs and stuff like that, that you can only climb up an even amount of stairs or what have you?
No. It's the TV.
Just
the TV. Watching it has to be on an even number. Huh. I either turn it up way too loud or down too low just so it's on an even number.
Okay.
I do something similar, and I think I do it with more things, but when I always remember it is when I'm editing photos on my computer, because as you adjust different levels, they're all represented digitally, and they always have to be divisible by 5.
Weird.
Oh,
so
really?
Like if I'm adjusting something up, I can't adjust it like 1.28. It has to be 1.25 or 1.30.
Really?
Or, if it's a scale of 1 to 100, it's always 75 or 80. It's never like 77.
Here is Katie. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the Bert Show. What's up?
Okay, 2 things. The first one, when I'm in other people's houses, I switch their toilet paper rolls.
To what?
Like, you know how the flap is either up or down? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've done that before.
Particularly I like it, and if I see it and it's easy access, I'll just switch it.
Are you over? Are you an over or under?
Over or under, yeah.
I'm an over.
Over, me too.
See, I don't really care.
I don't care
as
either.
Long as it just comes off the roll.
As long as it's there, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Well, Wendy,
it's
with the guys that you're dating,
over.
You're using coffee filters most of the time, right?
I'm using paper towels. I'm using Ronnie.
Yeah, you got a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts napkins in a box in the back of
the McDonald's.
You know how uncomfortable that would be to use Brawny?
Gross. I know.
You dab.
Oh,
you don't.
Come on.
You don't rub. You dab.
Hey, there are benefits to a bigger sheet. I mean, there's zero worry about a breach.
Katie, what else?
Thumbnail.
Katie.
Ow.
Yeah.
Your second one.
Okay, the second one is I'm actually in the turning lane right now, and I don't leave my blinker on. I conserve my blinker so that I never have to change it. So I'll just put it on to switch lanes, but I'll never leave it on.
Weird.
Really?
Why would you need to conserve your blinker?
You're worried about running out of blinker fluid?
I don't think that one's normal. I got to
No. Well, I have a brushing my teeth one.
Okay.
Every time I put on eye makeup, mm-hmm. I feel like I need to brush my teeth because that's typically my routine. So even if I have just brushed my teeth, then I put on makeup. When I'm putting on eye makeup, I feel like I need to brush my teeth again, so I'll do it a second time.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if I've just brushed them or not. For whatever reason, I think it's just from that being the pattern. Every time now that I put on eye makeup, it triggers me to go brush your teeth.
She's solo on this?
Weird.
Yeah,
you're not
think
normal.
About that.
Not normal. I know.
Here is Sarah. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, when I'm doing laundry and I have to go, like, potty, and I just don't want to go all the way to the other side of the house to go to the potty, I just pile the towels up in the floor and just kind of go pee-pee on the towels and then just throw them in the washing machine and wash them.
Come on.
You're joking.
Do you really?
Not only are you not normal, but you're a pig.
Yeah, obviously. I don't know what it is. I just don't want to walk across the house to do it, but I'll pull off all my clothes and just stand there and pee on the towels. So.
Wow.
Are there other people in your family who use those towels?
Yeah, but they don't. I mean, I wash them, so they have no idea. This is totally a secret. No clue.
Wow. So this has to be done right before you put the towels into the laundry?
Yes.
And then I run
really hot water to make sure they get good and clean. But for some reason, I just like to pee on the towel.
Sarah, I will say that you are not normal. We appreciate you sharing, but that is not normal.
Wow.
Tracy just sent me an IM all in caps. Wait, she does what?
The Bird Show.